On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford for Reading Cinemas. Movies from $11. ReadingCinemas.com.au.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
25 minutes to 9, 9221882. Can you believe we are ranked 68th in the world for internet speed? That's not good enough.
Where should we be?
We should be in the top 10.
Okay.
How much money have we spent on it?
Not enough, yeah.
How much does the NBN cost?
Obviously, a lot of money.
I've said it 100 times, I'll say it 101st time. It is going to be recorded as the greatest waste of money this country has ever spent.
Well, we can't sit on our hands and go to 100th in the world. We have to do something. If they hadn't spent the money, where would we have been?
Well, yeah, might be better. Peter Ford, good morning.
It's impossible.
Good morning. Oh, the NBN, they're still rolling it out. They still haven't finished it yet.
No. It's not in West Perth yet.
You got some sad news today, the death of Natasha Stewart. Now, a lot of people may not be familiar with her unless you watched The Voice last year, but pretty sad she had breast cancer.
Yeah, and that was obviously as those shows do. They make a big deal about it, and she wanted them to make a big deal about it because she wanted to get a message out that younger women have got to get all the appropriate checks. You know, don't think, oh, that doesn't affect women of my age. And that was her big message. But aside from that, she actually was a really, really good singer. She'd been a session singer for years and had worked live as a backup singer for a lot of big-name acts. So she was quite well-known within the industry. But you can just imagine how tired she must have been. I mean, she was literally having her radiation and chemo while she was filming The Voice. You know, basically getting all that done in the morning and then going and filming in the afternoon and night and still being able to really deliver. Delta became her mentor, and of course Delta has had her own cancer journey, so that was a really good synergy there. So look, it's a sad, sad story, but at least she kind of got a great burst of publicity and a love and attention in that final chapter, and she was able to get the message out that she wanted to get out. But 43 years old, much too young.
Absolutely. 43, awful indeed. Victoria's Attorney General is lobbying to have an Australia Day award taken from Bettina, aren't we? Talked about this earlier in the week. There's still that much of an outcry over her getting a gong.
Well, I think it's whether she's actually a doctor or whether she's all the things she says she is.
Yeah, well, that's become a new element to the story where it is being now claimed that she's been calling herself a clinical psychologist or indeed allowing other people to refer to her as that and being promoted as that, and she hasn't tried to close it down. Now, it gets into a kind of a murky area here because as she explains it, she does have all the right credentials, but she's no longer registered to practice because she's focusing on her media stuff and bringing out books and whatever. So I don't quite know how all that works, whether you just go and, you know, like get your license renewed or something, and she hasn't bothered to do that. But it's not like she's a complete fraud who has no training. She has, but she's not a practicing clinical psychologist. So that's a sort of another sidebar issue, but would be relevant if indeed, you know, there was any lying or deception took place in the process to get her that award. But today's development is a really questionable one, where you've got the Victorian Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, writing a very lengthy letter to the Governor General, basically lobbying him to rescind the award from her.
Okay.
Now, I really would question whether she should be doing that or is entitled to do that, because there are a lot of people in Victoria who have no problem with Bettina Arndt and are quite thrilled that she's been honoured and recognised for her long career.
There was an expose, an online publication questioning about those credentials that she carries. Has she replied to that article at all, do you know?
Yeah, she certainly has. I mean, she is very much of the belief there is this hatchet job being organised by a couple of people, one of them being the woman who wrote that article called Nina Funnell. Okay. Now, whether she's paranoid or not, I don't know. It is a bizarre thing how this woman who, back in the 70s and I guess the early 80s, was seen to be like the face of feminism in Australia, is now suddenly public enemy number one. It's an extraordinary turnaround.
Agreed. Now, Thomas Markle seems to get a regular mention week at least.
The gift that keeps on giving.
What's he got for us this week? Today, I should say.
He's on television more than you are, Basil. He's unbelievable. He's churning it out. So we mentioned this doco which had gone to air in England, not to be confused with the different doco that's going to air in America today, but this one in England was called called Thomas Markle, My Story. Now, Nine have bought the rights to it, and it's a 90-minute special, and it's going to air next Tuesday night, Feb 4, at 9:10 in the evening. And it is all about his life. He's given up photographs of Meghan Markle as a kid, as dressed up as Red Riding Hood. Unfortunately, a lot of the best stuff has already been cherry-picked and taken out and shown, but nonetheless, if you are interested, and it does seem to be a lot of interest in this whole saga of the royal family, which is that truly is the gift that keeps on giving. It is the ultimate soap opera. Mm. And so Tuesday next week, Thomas Markle's doco.
Mm, all right.
I will not be watching it.
No, I'm probably not going to go down that path myself. 40, thank you.
Bye.
Have you got the NBN at your place, by the way?
I have. It was a nightmare. They don't tell you anything about all the problems you're going to have. Mm. Like, I didn't have a burglar alarm system for about 2 months. All sorts of run-on, and I won't go into the detail, but just be warned. If they're heading your way, life is going to be messy for a while.
Yeah, thanks for you.